The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday at Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 21st of November, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Alex is here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good.
You're sounding
you.
Chipper.
Oh, yeah. Trying to be. I had my coffee.
Yeah, well, what national day are we running today?
Well, you have a couple. You have National Gingerbread Cookie Day.
Mm. Okay, I can see that.
National Stuffing Day.
Stuffing. One of my.
Well, that's going to be just a few days away.
And National Red Mitten Day.
Red Mitten Day.
As opposed to.
It is that time of year, but it doesn't feel quite like Red Mitten here in California.
Not yet.
Where we are.
No, but you know what? Wind's blowing a little bit today. It's a little chilly out there.
We're not early this morning. No, it's going to be 66 today. Yesterday, you know, the other day didn't leave around 57. So 66, sunny, clear skies tonight, overnight lows of 45. If you're looking for a forecast throughout the weekend, 68 and sunny on Saturday. Sunday, sunny as well with 61. So we go down a little bit. Monday, 63 and Tuesday, 65. This forecast goes into Wednesday, sunny again at 64, and Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, sunny with a high of 66. So we have sunshine and cool weather in front of us.
Good traveling weather for people coming in for Thanksgiving.
Right. Yep. You don't have to worry about the, you know, slushy roads and that kind of thing. The weather's brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, a veteran-owned company, Shasta Gas Propane, they always strive to give discounts to our seniors and our veterans. And when the weather does turn, they are the people that will go to the hard-to-get places to make sure that your propane is full. And they are just wonderful people. The Kinney family, they've been with us for 16 years. December 14th, we're on the air 16 years. So thank you so much to Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. As you know, the wolf problem in California has risen exponentially to the point where the fish and game are out there removing wolves from the area using extreme prejudice, as they used to say. In other words, they are killing those wolves. I think they killed four. Well, and then the latest news, however, that they've recognized a new gray wolf pack in Plumas County.
Mm.
So they've got a new pack there. It's three of them, a breeding pair and a pup is in the region. And this was just part of, they thought it was part of, you know, just another pack. But no, this is a separate pack. And the pack emerged from what were initially thought to be two separate wolf activity areas so that the wolves were part of a single cohesive group. And, how that works is male and female breed and have their pups. And sometimes they stay within the pack or they'll break off. And that's, looks like we have the newest pack that's broken off.
How many times, I'm wondering, has it been successful when you integrate? Cause didn't they bring them in to the area?
Well, yeah, they.
And who's they? The government.
When that first, I think it was that first wolf came down from Oregon. It was something like 72 or something like that. Came into Northern California. First time a wolf had been here since like maybe the 20s, and then they started having meetings. Even though that wolf kind of wandered back into Oregon and back down. And they decided to make the California wolf endangered in case, you know, even though there was only one wolf. Well, what happened after that, all of a sudden, there were like 10 wolves. So you have to ask yourself, where did they come from? They are not your regular, they're not your California gray wolf, which are smaller. These are ones that have come in out of Canada, the gray wolf, the Canadian gray wolf, which are much bigger, much better predators than the original California gray wolf. And because they couldn't be harassed, shot at with anything, beanbag, you know, rounds, anything, paintball, they grew, and the packs grew and grew. And once they started growing, they started killing off the deer and other animals, and then discovered cattle. And, you know, like, I think the statistic you used, and this was a couple years ago, 2 years ago, when they tested their DNA of their stat, it was like 80% deer and 20% bovine or cows. And then this past year, it's 80% cow and 20% deer. So there lies the problem. And that's when the battle really started between the ranchers, farmers, fishing game, and the state. Because other states have taken away their endangered species, endangered status. You can hunt them in Idaho and Colorado, Wyoming. You can hunt them because there's a lot of them. And it reached a point where the Fish and Game Department had to go out and start killing them out of packs because of the damage they were doing to our farmers and ranchers. But that battle is still going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can only imagine what it must feel like to have been a, you know, we think of Yellowstone, I mean, that's current time about being, you know, ranchers. And if cattle is your business, and, like you, we've talked to several who, you know, their cows or their cattle, they're stressed. They're stressed because they're on, alert,
yeah,
constantly.
They're on the move.
Because they feel...
Well, they're under attack.
They're under attack. So how can you relax and
well,
you know...
They're pregnant, holding, carrying the calf through its pregnancy. That's dropped. They've lost weight because they're always on the move. Because the wolves are very efficient hunters. And the and now you're supposed to get reimbursed from the, you know, from California if you lose your cow or.
But that's not reimbursement is a few thousand dollars. Let's talk
if
about
if they get it. If they can prove that
yeah,
calf that's missing was
yes,
killed,
yes,
or cow missing was killed by
yeah,
a wolf.
So imagine you have three or four,
yeah,
that are killed from a pack,
yeah,
and then what? But that doesn't compensate for the stress of the others.
No. And so now they've got drones flying around. They have a, I just saw a video where a...
That's stressful.
Well, the drones are flying after the wolves. And they've caught a wolf attack on a cattle herd. And the drone went down there and it emits noises and everything. And it scared the wolves away. At least it stopped the attack. As long as the drone's on location. And that seems to work, but you've got to have constantly have drones in the air. So it's going to eventually work its way out when it gets to the point where they see that they can't, you know, that you can't chase them away. They're too good. They're too smart. They're too fast. They're too ferocious. And they're going to start killing them, trying to bring the balance back. If, you know, if you kill a couple out of a pack, well, move the pack away from, move the pack away from the cattle herds and maybe back up further in the hills where they'll, you know, where they'll then decimate the deer herds. So this is a mess we've got right now. But, and you talk to any cattle rancher out there and they, I mean, the wolves will come up, the wolves are outside their gates. It's like they don't have fear. And they're thinking, well, maybe were these raised someplace? And then now they've been turned loose? Yeah. So there's a lot of questions on that. But
well,
moving right along.
Yeah, like on a Friday happy note, please.
Okay.
When we come back from the break, we're going to give a couple tickets away to the Garden of Lights, tell you about media night there, friends and family, and that experience. So stay tuned, because we have Alex, our producer, standing by to take your name and number. It's 7:14 in the morning. How are you on this beautiful day? Lots more here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Always streaming on KCNR1460.com. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
This winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drinking Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
All right, Diana Ross. Woo, yeah.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
It is. It's
love
Friday.
This.
And thank you so much for tuning in to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. We so much appreciate y'all, our listeners, and all the others that are coming in online and streaming and all those. So thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
We do, because we would not.
Our sponsors appreciate it.
Yeah, and we would not be here operating our radio show if it were not for you, our listeners, who support our sponsors, who support airtime. And we really appreciate that. We always talk about the people who have been with us. And you know, there's some really high highs that happen in our business and some really low lows. And we just keep on keeping on. You know, that's, I think,
probably like every business.
In every business, every person's life. So one of the highs that I want to share with we want to share with you is going to the Garden of Lights. And then here you go, because there were the naysayers saying, Mike Warren and the group that around that era of, Randall Hempling and a lot of these people on the board, had this vision because they had gone to visit other cities or had heard about this light company that comes in and they had to initially lay out money. But in the sixth year that it's been open, the Garden of Lights just never ceases to amaze us. Where are they going to go this year to make it bigger and better? And sometimes bigger isn't better, but in this case, I want to go back because we went on media night. We joined, along with some friends. We got the igloo, and I can't recommend that enough. If you can go online to gardenoflights.org, you will see, igloos that are for rent. During the high season, they're more expensive. So you may think of, between Christmas and New Year's, or maybe even after New Year's, because the Garden of Lights is open till the 4th. So anyway, we went in. It was what they do. They're soft open, kind of where you've got friends and family and media. And we were with a friend who is a big sponsor. They sponsored two significant parts of the Garden of Lights, and also people who were here on our show. So somewhere on our station on shows. And with the igloo, you get two pizzas and all the and you get somebody who's serving you, and you get also the unlimited hot chocolate or unlimited hot cider. And there's like a fireplace outside of the igloo, so you can stand around that if you want to stand out there by the fireplace. And there just wasn't. I mean, we got there at 5:30. The park closed at 8. Was not enough time. So we want to go back. We want to go back. And so we just encourage you to experience. It's really the tickets are not very expensive. You can go with your family. And it's not like, we can only be in the park for an hour. I think once you get in, you can have a lot of fun and be in there with great food and fireplace areas, fires going on, inside. Little areas and lots of benches, and just the music changes, the scenery changes. There's always new and wonderful things. So right now we want to give away two tickets. These are golden tickets that we always save to give to our beautiful listeners, where you can go any night between the 21st and the January 4th. But New Year's Eve, that's a special ticket. So anyway, give us a call, and we hope you really enjoy as much as we enjoyed. We want to go back. It opens at 5 and closes at 9. So there's the phones, because they are really special. We had a friend that called in a couple days ago and said, I'm calling in, but I want to give these tickets to a mom and her kid. So
yeah, he paid them forward to a mom. And,
yeah, he's a great guy. Brian.
Brian.
Hugs. Who are you?
See, the number of people are calling. Well, when you have 100 phone calls.
And you have
100 phone lines.
The first caller, because we've got our producer in there, and
yeah.
So anyway, good stuff there.
If he hasn't answered, it's probably because
and we took
he's
a little
on the
train
phone
ride.
With somebody else.
We took a little train ride, which is the new attraction that goes through the park.
It's like an 8-minute ride.
Right. And, there's just some, it was not the same, which is great.
This year they had lights on the ground. Did you notice that? I don't ever remember them having lights on the ground. So it's kind of like, and then inside the light, the lights on the ground, there's other, lighted animals and other displays that were there. And again, it is beautiful. They have plenty of vendors there. They have for food and a drink of all kinds. They have, there's music, there's the dancing trees, there's all of that. There's different places you can, they've got those little swings. You know, kids can get on, or you can get on and get your photos taken. And they've got photo, opportunity spots families can get in there. No, it's the whole thing is well worth it. And I think people realize it, that, that the Garden of Lights is a special time at this time of the year, especially.
It's a great family, and, family friendly, all ages, wheelchair friendly.
Yeah. And here some other good news here. The Good News Rescue Mission's annual Thanksgiving turkey and meal kit giveaway is today, and it's going to support more than 500 local families in need. Families can visit the mission at 3050 Veda Street in Redding to pick up their meal kits, where volunteers will assist in drive-through line and load all the ingredients needed for a Thanksgiving feast. Organizers say the event reflects the heart of the season, an opportunity for the community to come together and share hope, generosity, and compassion. It's not just about the meal itself, but about creating moments of connection and reminding families that they're supported and valued. So,
hey, now, Alex.
Every turkey and side was donated.
That's so fantastic.
By community members.
Yes, yeah. I heard my name.
Yes, who was the winner for the tickets?
Janet Summers.
All right, yes. Janet.
Come on in.
1326 Market Street.
Yes, we've got your tickets in our little ticket, envelope to come in. And Noose is not quite as happy. Haven Humane is asking for the community's help as it works to create more space for dogs in need. The shelter is completely full and currently overwhelmed by the number of animals in its care. The Anderson campus is now housing 139 dogs, pushing the facility to maximum capacity and leaving limited room for any new arrivals. If you like to foster a dog, that means you're not adopting it, but you're fostering it for a week or a couple weeks, you know, especially the younger ones, but any of them. There's so many nice dogs down there, and every time I look at Buford underneath the table chewing away at his indestructible bone, which he is destroying slowly, I think about the other animals down there. But you don't have to adopt. You can foster. And, you can foster, you know, one or two or, you know, just one. And, anybody going down to foster, a dog, it gets them out of the, it gets them out of the kennels and it gives them a more, it's a calmer, more comfortable environment when they're at your home. Yeah. I mean, then you have them for a couple weeks and then go back and maybe take another one. I mean, if this is something that you could do, but they need foster homes right now. So give them a call down at Haven Humane.
And you know, for some people who are shut-ins and they may be an older dog or one that is, doesn't need a lot of activity, and it might be a nice companion where you can foster them through the holidays or give three months of your life. And it's been known that dogs will make people who can't really get around that much get up more. It encourages them to get off the couch more, so it's a healthy, win-win.
Have you ever heard, I tell you what, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Watch repairmen, stonecutters, jewelry designers. It's the only one. It's been around for over 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. Great selection of jewelry. Very fair prices. Estate jewelry. Native American old pawn. Everything that you can imagine. Really nice people down there. Rebecca Henry and Leonard, who used to own it and started this. But he still goes down there on, I think, Mondays. Linda, did you pick up your bag of watches?
Yeah, and they're all like, they're costumes. Some of them I've had for over 20, 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe an old Seiko. I've got a couple old Seikos that probably don't even make anymore. I think there's a couple fun watches that we've got, and they're just kind of fun to have. And when
you have an old Rolex,
well, it's a knockoff.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
No, of course. It's not. No. I've got that probably back in, I got that outside of UCLA back in the 70s. You know, but I mean, it's fun. So, and I haven't worn, it's been stuck in my jewelry box. You know, you don't want to do those kinds of things, the back alley guys that are selling, you know, the knockoff bags. Anyway, they were really wonderful in doing that. And then I have this watch I wear all the time, and the band started getting really crummy. Uh-huh. So they found a band that was close to, and that was nice. So, yeah, they did take really good care of you. And then the gal came out and said, thank you so much. We've had a lot of people that mention you, which that makes me feel good because that means that we're connecting, and that's what we do. We talk about people. We guarantee people. We, you know, have accolades for the people that we use.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get calls from other people that are looking for connection.
Yeah.
Not online. A real connection with people.
And they have, Foreman's Jewelry has been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. And there's a reason for that. Locally owned, locally operated, great people down there at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from C.R. Gibbs in that area. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Georgia Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. 5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gorman.com. Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria,
proud to play our part.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Friday! Wow. This portion of the show brought to you by a friend over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Horst. Been in the business for close to 30 years, been through all those schools, and frankly, he is the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of your windshield, and you don't have to take any chances on the safety of your family or yourself if you're driving down the road. You know, lately, maybe it's just because I know Jeff and I look at windshields. I see windshields got cracks across that probably started as a chip, and then there it goes all the way across. And you know, it's illegal to drive with the cracked windshield. It goes across, you know, your windshield. But Jeff can fix that. He can catch it early and fix it. He brings it into a climate-controlled area. He puts that special mixture he has on it, and it works. Whether it's a car, truck, SUV, I've seen him working on the big RVs with those huge windshields. That's right. So, for a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Now, I've driven down by his place numerous times. I've never seen his place without a vehicle in there.
All right.
And, I mean, you know, he'll open up and he'll be in there and he's, you know, he's already fixed it and or whatever, or there's a couple vehicles lined up. So, continue, friends, because locally owned, locally operated business, it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, remember the wind farm project?
Yes.
You never bring it
up?
This looks like it could be the end of the wind farm project. Why? Because the executive director of the California Energy Commission is recommending the state not approve the controversial Fountain Wind project proposed for Eastern Shasta County. Director Drew Bonin will bring his recommendation to the CEC's December 19th meeting in Sacramento, where they're expected to make a final ruling on the energy project. Now, you know, this was up there in up toward Bernie and
Round Mountain.
Round Mountain, in that area.
That's where it was supposed to be.
And it start when they started, you know, the people united against it. Now the company was bringing in lots of money. They were going to be using to put in community centers, and it made no difference. They were against it. And then the Native American tribes from up there, tribe up there, because one of the areas they wanted to use was a sacred site to them, because it was the place after a massacre had occurred that they had gone to that place to rest and get fed and try and, you know, get, literally get themselves back together. Nobody at the Board of Supervisors or the Planning Commission thought it was a good idea. And so the first time, they thought they had driven a stake through the heart after they had done all the votes. Well, then the state passed a law that said, hey, you know what, you don't have the final say on this. The state can put these anywhere they want, essentially. Well, they came up, and I will say this, they came up and they listened to people, they had meetings, and now it looks like it's going to be over. So we don't have to worry about the fountain, for the people up there don't have to worry about the Fountain Wind project.
I am just crestfallen about that. Okay. Just kidding.
if we could play this one excerpt out of Landman, which by the way started again, my friends, it was when he was explaining, Billy Bob Thornton, Tommy, was explaining to the lawyer who was against, she was a lawyer for the petroleum company, but she was against using petroleum. She wanted to see wind and solar and all that. I wish I could play that excerpt. It's like 5-6 minutes about wind power versus oil. And I can't because I think I don't even know if we can take all the profanity out of it, which is the main thing, because he was describing things, in his own inimitable way. So I don't know if we can, maybe there's a, you know, safe for radio type of, you know, dialogue spot there. However, but the real takeaway is, you think if Exxon and Mobil thought that this was the answer, that they wouldn't be investing all their money in this? Do you see them investing all their money in this? He says, we have wind farms out here to drive the pumps that, you know, because, you know, there's no electricity out. So they used, he said, that's the only reason we put you'll see a tower on our property. It's to run the pumps that pumps the oil out of the ground. And there's, you know, I read something the other day about solar and wind farms, and they just shut down a major solar project here that, it lasted 10 years less than they thought it was going to last. It's just a mess out there. So the bottom line is we've built an economy throughout the world that's based on petroleum, and petroleum's in everything. Your glasses, roads, tennis courts, everything. Anything that's got plastic or any of that's got petroleum in it. And that's what we built. And the only danger is that we run out of petroleum and not have something to take its place. So what's that going to be? It'll probably be, you know, you're starting to see them start up nuclear plants, these mini nukes. And these small nuclear plants that's going to start taking the place of natural gas, wind, solar, because it runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and is cheap.
Well, I'm going to start mining asteroids, too, so I'm sure we'll find something.
Oh, I'm sure that'll be cost-effective. Mining asteroids. Wasn't that Alien? Wasn't that movie Alien?
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Yeah.
Well, that's when all they went up there to split the asteroid. But Alien, the original one, they were up there in a cargo ship bringing back ore that had been taken off other worlds.
You're right, yep.
Yeah. And okay. Do we want that? Do we want to have alien with big heads that eat you?
I wanted to look up really quickly about some of the other things that gasoline and diesel, plastic, synthetic fabrics such as nylon, polyester, asphalt, paints, cosmetics, and pharmaceuticals. Also found in surprising places like some food flavorings, fertilizers, and even some pills that you'll find petroleum in.
Find petroleum everywhere.
You can look it up and find what are the 6,000 products made with petroleum.
Tennis rackets. I'm not sure about baseball bats because depending on if they're the wood or the metal. Probably the metal has some petroleum in it. Okay. Anyway, the other thing I have is what is
toothpaste, aspirin, ropes. That's some of your fuels.
Have you ever heard of Raising Cane's? How about you, Alex?
Is it a show?
Yeah.
No. It's a fast food place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a it's known for its chicken fingers.
Mm.
Now, I've never heard of Raising Cane's, but the reason I just brought it up, because we're getting ready to have another chicken place here in Redding. I don't know how many chicken places
Raising
we have.
Cane's,
we must love
chicken fingers.
Yeah, we must love chicken in Redding, because you remember when Kentucky Fried Chicken went out of business, and they opened it up on Lake Boulevard, and for a month, it was like a two-hour wait to get Kentucky Fried Chicken, if you can imagine that.
And they opened at Dave's. In the across from the mall, Dave's Hot Chicken.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And there's other chicken places.
So we always know that every corner will have a chicken.
Yeah.
A tattoo, or a smoke shop.
Well,
that's what's happening around this town.
Well, then you could be while you're after you've vaped, you walk in there, plop down in the tattoo chair, and be eating your chicken leg
while
he's putting Put it on there. I love my mommy.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Now, what's that from? What is that from?
That's the theme from SWAT.
Okay. Really good theme.
Have you? Has it seemed to you that when you watch the news or whatever, that there's always these reels now of crazy people on the airplane, and they're being nasty to each other?
Oh.
And then, you know, I'm sorry, ma'am. Make him move a seat. He's wearing a t-shirt with the flag on it, and I don't like it. Make him move. No, ma'am. You're going to just be quiet. I'm not going to be quiet. I paid my ticket. Well, ma'am, we're going to remove you. And then it goes downhill from
there. Man.
That's like not showing your license to the officer that pulls you over. Everybody, please believe me. He has the law behind him when he asked to see your driver's license.
He has the authority.
He has the authority and the law behind him. Just give him your driver's license, because if you don't, and then you can watch it just go downhill. It's amusing at times, but in the airports and on lines, they have had a 400% increase.
Yeah.
In in-flight incidents since 2019, and 1 in 5 flight attendants experienced physical incidents in 2021. 13,800 unruly passenger incidents since 2021. So what's the Department of Transportation saying? They are bringing back, they're saying the golden age of travel starts with you.
I hope so.
And they want people to start dressing up again when you fly. Because if you watch these older movies.
Right.
And
well, watch,
you know,
people
50s,
on the
60s,
street.
Even 70s.
Yeah, watch people on the street,
people
though.
People are traveling in coats and ties or coats, but there you don't see T-shirts that say, you know, things.
Or, I mean
the F-bomb
or
on
butt cracks hanging out, and bad hygiene, and big old sweatpants with slippers on the plane, and then taking off your slippers and putting your feet. It's gross.
On other people's seats, right. Anyway, the Department of Transportation is encouraging people to jumpstart a nationwide conversation about how we can all restore courtesy and class to air travel.
Yeah, I remember
there's
when.
There's no question we've lost sight of what makes travel fun. The excitement, the relaxation, the cordial conversations. Americans already feel divided and stressed. We can all do our part to bring back civility, manners, and common sense. Now, however, to me, that begins when you check in. And you have to go through TSA, because that stresses people.
Yeah.
They've gotten to the point now you don't have to take off your shoes, and but you're still taking off your belt.
Last time I traveled, man.
You didn't have to take off your belt?
I had to take almost everything. You know, like the phone, the purse, the bag.
Yeah, all that goes through.
Your belt, your shoes, and then you have to stand there in that thing, and then they'll go, beep, and they'll look. Oh, so you have to completely surrender.
Well, and I think that begins. People get stressed while they're going through that. And it's been going on since 9/11.
Unless you go down and do the pre-check and pay for a
the
pre-check.
The TSA thing, yes. Yeah. And,
I don't know where you go do that. I think it's in Red Bluff. Somebody said they went and whatever. It was like $100 or something to do this where you get.
But even then, if you're one of, they can take you out of that one because it goes on by computers. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know, so many people go through it, so it'll just pick the next one, which could be you, and they put you through a more extensive search. However, I agree. You know, when you see, now I have never had an incident on an aircraft where somebody was rude. I haven't seen it. I've never, and of course I haven't been flying a lot lately. I used to fly all the time, mm-hmm. but that was years ago, and I never saw something like that. When you get that many incidents happening.
Well, when we have a chance, just like we're going to be driving to Albuquerque, and somebody said, why don't you fly? And I know we're going to be taking a lot of equipment and stuff with us, because we are going to be broadcasting live from Las Vegas December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So we have to bring our stuff. We got new backdrops, beautiful new backdrops.
From Wonderland.
So it really, I can't wait for you to see those. And so we take our equipment and our lights and all the other stuff that we need to take in order to set that up. Well, if it weren't for that, would we fly to Albuquerque? Sometimes we just feel like we'll drive, we'll take a couple days. They're long drives. It's not comfortable, but by the time you do, if you can't get out of Redding and you've got to go through Sacramento, by the time you do the 2.5 hours early, park, get on a plane, get there early, and then connect, it's almost the 10 hours for one day of driving. And then you've got all your stuff. So sometimes we just do that in order to not have to deal with the airport insanity, especially around the holidays.
The good part about driving.
Yeah. You're in control. Somewhat.
You're driving and it's quiet.
And, you know, sometimes you'll get some road rage from other people that are in a hurry. You know what I do? I just pull over the slow lane and let them go around. But when they want to cut in, like say, for instance, we were on our way to Albuquerque and we were on two lanes and there was road traffic, there was road construction. This car, you know how you're all waiting to go into the one lane and you know those cars that come up and try to cut in, they come up to the very end. I was like, I looked to my left and I said, uh-uh. So I was right on the tail because I saw this person do that and I thought, you know what? That to me is really rude road behavior. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to tell you, I had a crazy flight experience during lockdown. I was flying from Los Angeles to South Carolina to see my family.
Yeah.
And there was a crazy guy. I mean, crazy, crazy. He didn't have his meds or something. He made the flight uncomfortable for everyone. So finally, we make it through. Then a couple of days later, I'm flying back from South Carolina to L.A., the same crazy guy. Was on the flight.
Was he still being crazy?
Oh, he was crazy, but he was in the back of the plane this time, so it didn't bother as many people, but that was nuts.
So what was he doing, just being loud? And
He obviously had to have been on some medication. He would just stare at people, like in their face. It was, they had to restrain him.
Oh, that's always good, when you have somebody restrained on the flight. Yep. Okay, this is some of the things you can do. Now, you take this for what it's worth. Are you helping a pregnant woman or an elderly with placing their bags in the overhead bin?
Yes.
Well, no, because you want that spot in the overhead bin because there's not enough room.
No, I would help them.
Okay, I know. Are you dressing with respect?
Yes.
Are you keeping control?
And also, let me just do a little sidebar on that. When you get on a plane, we had this conversation the other night. With a group of people who fly quite frequently, is when you get on the plane, you are nice. You are nice to the flight attendants.
Oh, yeah.
You say, how are you today? Thank you. How's your day going? Because they have to deal with these crazies. Make it nice for them. Show them gratitude.
Well, if one of the things is, are you keeping control of your children and helping them through the airport as opposed to letting them turn them loose and letting
them... Now, that drives me crazy.
Are you saying thank you to your flight attendants? Are you saying please and thank you in general?
Yes.
Now, people laugh and say, well, what about me? Is anybody saying please to me? I've had flight attendants that were...
Rude, cranky.
No. They've been very... They have not been friendly... But they, you know, it's very, you know, it's very businesslike. And you got to understand it. They're in there and they're trapped in a plane with, you know, with this. But
with bad toe
most
jam.
Of them, I would say
it's the disgusting.
That's disgusting what you just said.
Well, it is.
The vast majority of them, though, are trying to make your flight as enjoyable as they can.
Yeah, and they've had long days, and, you know, I mean, some of them are just probably don't feel well, and they're like, oh, my God.
So what's the other things you got?
So I'm just, all I'm going to say is that, you know, just if your kindness will maybe help that person, that flight attendant, in maybe breaking through a bad day because there's a form of appreciation. So just always come from gratitude, you know. Hopefully, your plane takes off and lands.
Well, here's
there's gratitude. Thank you for a flight that actually worked.
Yeah, leaves on time.
Now, so dress for
officers
that.
Officers fatally shoot knife-wielding man at the St. Louis airport.
Oh, gosh.
We'll just finish up with that one.
Now, let's finish up with this. A grizzly bear attacked a group of children and teachers on a walking trail in British Columbia, injuring 11 people, two of them critically. The attack happened Thursday afternoon in Bella Coola, 700 kilometers north of Vancouver. The Nooksack Nation, an aggressive bear, remained on the loose Thursday evening, and police and conservation officers were on the scene. Officers are armed, remain indoors and off the highway, the First Nation said in a social media post. Two people were critically injured and two had serious injuries. Emergency health services, the others were treated at the scene. Parent Veronica Schooner said a lot of people tried to halt the attack, but one male teacher got the whole brunt of it. Go Teacher of the Year. And it was among the people taken by helicopter from the scene. So imagine they're just on a nature hike. Well, do you carry bear spray? Or I don't know. So that's something I'd like to follow up.
Okay. Okay, we have coming up House of Realty and Bruce Middleton. And this is one of my favorite times of the month. You know, the regular sponsored ones we have here that come in, I have a tendency to really enjoy every one of them because they all bring in something special. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Russia hasn't said anything yet about a new U.S.-brokered peace plan for Ukraine. Details of the blueprint drafted by Presidential Envoy Steve Witkoff and a Russian negotiator have been leaking out this week. Land concessions by Ukraine, reportedly part of the plan, and surrendering territory to the Russians has been a non-starter for the Ukrainians, at least so far. Never reluctant to speak his mind, President Trump is not backing away from his contention that a half-dozen Democrat lawmakers are guilty of sedition. It's an offense that carries a death sentence.
The president's action comes after those lawmakers called on U.S. military members to uphold the Constitution and defy, quote, illegal orders, unquote. A 90-second video first appeared on Tuesday from Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin's X account. It features six congressional members who speak directly to U.S. troops. Senator Slotkin claims our troops are under, quote, enormous stress and pressure right now, unquote.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson terms the Democrats' call to disobey orders wildly inappropriate. He calls himself a Democratic Socialist. President Trump calls him a communist. Should be an interesting White House meeting today between the president and New York City's mayor-elect.
During his upcoming Oval Office sit-down with the president, Zohran Mamdani wants to talk about how the two leaders could work to make New York City more affordable. When he announced the meeting on social media, Donald Trump referred to Mamdani as the communist mayor of New York. The mayor-elect said he's not concerned his meeting with the president could be a political trap. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Watching Wall Street, stocks currently mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading about 200 points higher, while the NASDAQ is down 84 points. The S&P is up 4. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit info kit. 800-762-6565. That's 800-762-6565.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Britain's National Crime Agency says cocaine buyers could be helping to fund Russia's war machine. Investigators have established a link between drug money laundering operations and an Eastern European bank that allegedly helps Russian arms manufacturers get around sanctions.
For years now, the National Crime Agency has been trying to undermine the work of two Russian-led money laundering networks operating in Britain. The networks exchange dirty money made from drug deals, the supply of illegal weapons and people smuggling for cryptocurrency. The NCA has now discovered that one of the networks, TGR, which is run by a man called George Rossi, had used a shell company to acquire a bank in Kyrgyzstan. The Keremet Bank has been helping Russian arms companies evade sanctions while they resupply the war in Ukraine.
The BBC's Daniel Sanford. Plane crash today at the Dubai Air Show. No information on possible casualties. News and analysis, townhall.com. Meta is urging its underage Australian customers to get ready for the country's ban on devices.
Meta has started notifying young Australians to download their digital histories and delete their accounts from Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. This comes ahead of a new law banning social media for those under 16. The Australian government announced that platforms including Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube must comply with age restrictions by December 10th. Meta on Thursday became the first to outline its compliance plan, contacting young users via SMS and email. The messages warn that access will be deleted from December 4th. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Council on American Islamic Relations has filed a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He labeled the group a foreign terrorist organization. CARE asking a federal judge to strike down that proclamation. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday edition of Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us this morning. It's Friday, the 21st of November. It's 8:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Alex, but that's okay.
Oh, no. You know what?
I know who you're talking to. That's all right.
Alex, and gosh, you know, Alex is one of those incredible finds that just, we just seem to find our producers, and they just fit in with us. I don't, you know, maybe it's because I go down to the home. And anyway, Linda, we have somebody on the phone.
Yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our show, and welcome back our Market Minute with Susan Eastman from Stifel Investments, where she is the first vice president of investments. Good morning, Susan, and what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 128 points at 45,880. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 6,530, and the NASDAQ Composite is losing 43 points at 22,034. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA down $5.70 at $174.91. Open Technologies, positive 36 cents, trading at $6.52. Tesla down $7, trading at $388.28 per share. And SoFi Technologies down 93 cents at $23.88. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.06%. Commodities are under pressure this morning. Gold is down $10 an ounce at $44,084. Silver down a dollar at $49 an ounce, and crude oil is really low. It's at $58 a barrel. Whoa. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan.
Whoa, so what? Much information. So, you know, boom. I feel like I've been sprayed with the fire hose here.
So when you say the oil is really down, where was the, did you say crude?
Crude oil. Yes.
Yeah, did you say?
It was 65 for a while.
All right.
I mean, it used to be a long time ago, $150 a barrel.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
But that was way high. So 65, and then just keeps drifting because we're, you know, the president is trying to keep oil down for us, and he's working with the Saudi Arabians, and we're just going to keep it low for a while.
Well, the lower the oil prices, lower the gas prices are, unless you live in California.
But it doesn't feel like it in California.
No,
exactly.
No, we're still $3.75 a gallon, and you go two states over, and it's $2. And so,
right.
We're so
anyway.
Happy to have you with us and hear your Market Minute all the things that Susan Eastman does. She's First Vice President of Investments. So if you're looking to expand your portfolio or want to know where you stand or what you can possibly do to grow your investments, Susan Eastman, you can give her a call. She is located at Park Marina Drive. She's on the second floor. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199.
Thanksgiving, Susan.
Absolutely. Stifel Investments. STIFEL. That's Susan Eastman.
I wonder if she can explain the difference about what's a bull market and a bear market. Anyway, I'm sure she could.
Yeah.
With us today is...
Speaking of bull market and bear market.
The esteemed mentor, the man with the plan, Bruce Middleton from House of Realty, and his lackey. Cameron.
Sidekick.
I've been promoted. Speaking of bull.
Okay, so the news had already been happening, and they were doing a read-in, and I just kind of put my hands up and mouthed Cameron, and Bruce looks at his watch. He has 30 seconds. So as the last was parted and we're saying hello, here comes Cameron. He looks at his watch, turns around, and walks back the other way because he still had another 15 seconds. Okay, before we start, we had the honor of having Mr. and Mrs. Middleton, Cameron and Bride, at the Marine Corps Ball.
Absolutely fabulous time. Thank you both for talking us into doing that.
Yes.
It only took you a decade, I think. So
was that your first one?
It was our first one.
Oh.
That was our first one. And, I mean, it was absolutely fabulous. I think way more than what we expected.
That's nice.
I mean, just we didn't have any idea of... I mean, a lot of the traditions.
Yes.
I think was really the fabulous part. I mean, yeah. Watching, of course, I had trouble cutting my wedding cake. So once they started saying, we're going to cut this cake with about a 3-foot sword.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, this is going to be interesting to watch. The gentleman that got up that spoke, the POW MIA.
Yeah.
Piece. That's when it was real.
Oh, Sergeant Rick Boatwright.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Rick, and the thing with Rick is he said, I don't know if I can get through it. I said, yeah, you can, buddy. And it, because it's so touching to him. When you have a 100-year-old Marine and an 18-year-old Marine as the oldest and the youngest.
Wow.
That's very, we do that every year. It symbolizes passing the experience from the old Corps to the new Corps.
That was a neat tradition.
It is, and I can't tell, you know, Wind River, I can't thank them enough because their cameraman or their media guy, he brought another guy in so he could get up and move the camera because it's usually just, it just stays in one spot. So he could move it so he could get all of the ceremony and move it back and forth and kind of hone in. So, because there was a lot of people there, as you know, so you could see it on the screen and all that. But, yeah, 412 people.
You mentioned 410. I thought it was supposed to start at 300 or something.
No,
and it ended up being...
Well, in mid-October, 350 hit. So, in fact, Todd Jones, another Marine, said, hey, we still got 3 weeks, and it sold out. So we started adding tables, and Wind River just went along with us.
Yeah, it was fabulous. Again, thank you both. Cassie and I had a great time, and not just because we had a babysitter that night, and it was just the two of us, but just to be able to go to that, to be able to see the traditions, everything.
Did you get your coin home?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah,
this was something we also did for the first time. 250th birthday, we went out and bought those coins. We don't make money off the Marine Corps Ball. That's why we keep our tickets. We haven't changed. It's changed once in a decade. You know, it's $40 a ticket. And then that coin was a one of a kind because 250th birthday, but from the Shasta Marines and all that.
Yeah, no, that was something else. And the
maybe you could share one with your dad.
Yeah, well, I at least got mine. Cassie said, oh, hey, let me put this in my purse. And I know that I can look in her purse and, you know, there could be a small car in that purse and I'm not going to find it. So I said, okay, I'm going to get the other one. I'm going to put it in my pocket. So I know at least one of these is going to get
home.
Going
to make it home.
But yeah, it was great. And the guest speaker as well was just great. And when you were reading off when you were introducing him and reading off of his bio, I couldn't believe it. The others of us at the table started looking at each other as you were listening.
Yeah.
How he got his start and all the training that he had done and the different schools he had been to and everything else. And there was another Marine who'd spent 9 years in the Corps sitting across from me, and his face even is like, wow, this guy is something else. And
where
he really
lived in the world, his history of where he was born and just,
everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have I don't mean to be taking time away from y'all, but we have a dinner the night before, and George is sitting next to me. Well, George came up. He was still in as I was coming up through the ranks and where he had gotten out, but we knew a lot of the same people. And what did somebody say that night? That's the first time they'd heard me talking about.
Right.
About different.
Some of your history.
History in the Marine Corps. Well, a gentleman that I worked for, I was his XO for 11th MU Special Operations. He had his phone number and called him up, and so we all chatted. I mean, it's something that when you come up and people that you know, because the Marine Corps, back when I was a young Marine, was a tough place. And I mean, not, I mean, it was tough because you're a Marine, but it was, I mean, the idea of, fist fights in bars was not frowned on, you know, and I mean, it just wasn't. And in the places we had known, the people we knew, it was so nice talking to George that night because we both, both brought back some memories that hadn't thought of in decades. Anyway, okay. Sorry, we're going to take our first break, and we're going to come right back with House of Realty.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Georgia Romeo boots, just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at GrangeCoop.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Mirror Talk Radio, with Carl and Linda Bond. Shasta Regional Medical Center has a TAVR valve replacement that they've done hundreds of. That is replacing a valve in your heart without having to crack your chest open and keep you in the hospital and have a long recovery time. This procedure, that you go up through an artery, they move the valve into the that has to be replaced, set it in there, locks in, and you literally spend the night and go home the next day. in almost all the cases. Yeah, no more open chest surgery. It's called the TAVR valve replacement. They've done hundreds of them, and it's one, I think it may be the only place you can have it done north of Sacramento. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Learn more at ShastaRegional.com. And we're here with House Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and we just kind of just splurged on the first segment talking about the Marine Corps ball and Marines. Now, how are we doing in the market? Oh, one of the things, I'd read that article, and Bruce and I talked a little bit about it before it started. The three main reasons that housing costs are high and they're staying that way. One was the regulations of permitting and fees, you know, state, county, and city. The other was the cost of materials, and, you know, things like that. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel here?
Well, right now everything's so uncertain. If you're looking to build a home, a contractor can't very well even tell you what the costs are going to be because they don't know. So it'd probably have to be on a cost plus basis. But, right now I think the whole thing revolves around affordability. And there's a real lack of affordability nationwide. And, I start reading articles and I'll jot down a few things if we need something to talk about. But, I read the other day, the average first time home buyer is now 40 years old.
Wow.
And that, years and years ago, it was low 20s and whatever, so it's gone up. And the significance of that is that if you're 30 and you buy a home, by the time you're 40, now this was the average nationwide, you have like $150,000 worth of equity. So if you're starting at 40, you're kind of starting in the hole in a sense. And if it's a 30-year mortgage, Trump's talking 50-year mortgages, but a 30-year mortgage, you're going to be 70 years old when that house is paid for. And obviously they try and tell people, hey, when you're retired, if your home's paid for, you have a heck of a head start on retirement. But, if you're buying your first home at 40, that makes it kind of tough.
Sure.
So,
well, the other thing, let's talk about the 50-year mortgage. When I heard it, and people were saying, well, you can buy a house when you're 30, and chances are you won't be alive, or 35, you may not be alive when you pay it off. However, don't we see all the time you get a house, and for a 50-year mortgage at 5 years down the line, you're refinancing it, and you can put a different mortgage on it?
Well, you can if the rates are going down.
If the rates go
down. But keep in mind, too, on any mortgage, your initial payments are almost all interest. So on a 50-year mortgage, it might be 20 years before you really start putting a dent in the principal.
Unless you're paying extra.
And the typical American moves every 7 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So you may be paying a mortgage for 7 years and not really have any equity. If prices go up, great, but if they don't, you could, and right now I'm seeing and reading about there's foreclosures are on the rise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Making an extra payment a year, like I pay another $250 a month on my mortgage, which is more than a regular payment is, over the year. What kind of difference does that make?
It's pretty substantial. And really, you can cut the amount of time that you pay the house off substantially by doing that extra mortgage a year. I forget the exact number. And again, you have to run the math on it. Where that also can be a good strategy for someone is say they've got bought their first home.
Mm-hmm.
And the sooner they can pay down that first home, if they go and then if they decide, hey, we're going to move and we're going to buy another house, and if they have that one paid off or at least have a very low or have high equity in it, then that makes that far more advantageous to then turn that previous house into a rental. And if you then turn that house into a rental, and again, once you don't have a mortgage payment, then you have far more cash flow on that rental.
Sure.
And that's a good way to start building some wealth.
That's what our kids did. They had the first house and then bought a larger home, which they needed, and rented out that first house for years because they had paid enough on it already.
Yeah.
But I was wondering because I've always read someplace, one extra mortgage payment a year can bring can bring it down like 10 years.
Yeah, right? It can bring a 30-year mortgage down to a 20. Basically, yeah. That one extra payment. And yeah. And every now and then, if you can kick another one in, I know people that have had 30-year mortgages that were paid off in 15 years by just adding a few payments annually.
Sure. Yeah. So that's something for people to think about. But if you're at the max already on your mortgage payment, and then, the other thing it talked about was insurance. and power cost. But insurance, how insurance had gone up, 40, 50%, sometimes more in a lot of areas.
Oh, yeah, way more. We have a lot of people that we're talking to that pay four figures a month in insurance.
Wow.
And you can have a $1 million house free and clear, but your insurance is over $1,000 a month. Your property taxes are over $1,000 a month. You might have a homeowners association or a gate fee. You figure utilities, and then are you doing your own yard? You can have a free and clear house, and it runs you $3,500 a month.
I use as an example what you told me about that couple that came up from the Bay Area, paid cash, and all of a sudden had an $1,800 a month payment for electricity and insurance.
And
that didn't include all the rest of the things you were talking about.
Yeah, PG&E has gone up and up and up. And, we have people saying, hey, I want to buy a house, but I want city utilities.
Well, when did you ever think that being on REU would become a selling point for people?
It used to be the opposite. But, I remember years and years ago when our council people got together and whatever, and they decided we need to buy our own power source. And when they did that, way back when, and their foresight has saved us a ton of money.
Yeah, I think that was back in, 20s? Or
no.
Somebody had to say
that. In my 20s, yes.
I thought it was way, way back. You remember it.
Well, yeah, I remember back in the day, Errol Murphy was the city manager.
Arch Pugh was part of that, right?
Oh, is that? Well, that wasn't that long ago. No, I thought this had been done.
50s and 60s when they did that.
Right.
REU's been around a long time. I mean, really the first power... Could be wrong, not quite right on my history here, but really there was a small power station there that down by Henderson Open Space now, Nurpon Open Space, and they had a power station there, but over at Free Bridge, and they used to run that power across the river there where the Free Bridge was, and then there's the shell of that little old substation, that stone building there, and they had power that came in down by Shingletown. So REU's been around for a while, but where they really secured the power to be able to, for everybody in the city to have, our own municipal power was back then.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, Earl Murphy and Arch Pugh and some of those
city
guys.
City of Shasta Lake did the same thing, didn't they? Or Shasta Lake?
Anderson has.
Oh, or is it Anderson? Okay.
Yeah, and so, Anderson's PG&E. They have their water and sewer. Shasta Lake, and some of these, too, came off contracts having to do with Shasta Dam as well back in the day. And so some of these things were done.
Yeah.
But it is a selling point. And, when it comes to the purchasing, and I think we're starting to see, too, some of the impact of these the insurance costs and things starting to drive down the prices here locally.
Of the house, because one of the first things I did, we found it, because you know how we are, we're out there looking for a place with land, and found a place in Palo Cedro that the price semi-reasonable. So I called my insurance company, who I've been with for over 50 years. We don't insure in Palo Cedro.
That's a high fire hazard.
Because of that. And so that's as far as I went because, if they're not doing it, then I didn't want to get into the fair plan and those kind of things.
Well, it depends on where you are. We have one right now literally listed that's on one side of a street.
Yes, that's true.
If it was on the other side of the street, it would not only be in a high fire, very high fire severity zone, it would also be in the floodplain. But being on the other non-creek side of the street, it's not on the floodplain or in the high fire zone. That one's kind of hard to figure
out. He asked what the street was in that, and he said, we don't insure there. Now, there could be downtown Palo Cedro they do. Who knows? We're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty, and we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, my barbershop of choice, not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends. And it is a great barbershop. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478 and make an appointment, roll in, get my haircut, roll out, or just hang around like I do sometimes. They have discounts for seniors in there, and they are just really good guys. You know, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
I got you.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com. What is love?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. It's Friday, 21st of November, 8:33 in the morning.
And because
about 52 degrees and sunny.
And it's beautiful out. And because we are going to be heading out, and Blake Fisher will be sitting in for us this Thanksgiving week. We'll be on the road. And then to Las Vegas, where we're going to be broadcasting live from South Point Arena during the National Finals Rodeo. We're going to be covering, we'll have all kinds of wonderful, interesting interviews from the dignitaries of different
president of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, Tom Glouse. He's joined us every year. Seems to enjoy himself there.
Specialty acts, stock contractors, Red Bluff Roundup,
John Growney,
some of the Reading Rodeo as well. But right now we found two more tickets that we want to give away for Garden of Lights. These are anytime tickets. It's the sixth annual. We went on media night. It's better than it's ever been. It is amazing. I can't even begin to tell you how spectacular the night is. It goes from November 21st through January 4th. Those are the dates, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. So give us a call. Of course, the calls come in right away. Alex is standing by, and we'll announce your name to the winner here for two tickets. Come on in to 1326 Market Street here at the station to redeem your tickets.
And we're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty. We were talking about cost and why the costs are so high, and then about the mortgages. But what's the MLS look like?
We're at 832.
Okay.
This morning. So we're down a bit. Again, some of that seasonal that we've got that reduction. But what we've seen too, even though interest rates have kind of held flat, we're at a 6.32, I think, this morning.
Which is not a bad interest rate.
Not at all. But we are starting to see resale prices decline here locally. Due to our friends at Sprinkle Appraisals, I think from what would be July 1, so the end of quarter 2, where our average home price was at $432,000, we've now dropped down to the average price in the 96001, 002, 003 zip codes.
Yeah.
So the greater Reading area, the median home price has now dropped down below, I think it was at $397,000.
Yeah, I'll tell you, real quick, from after quarter three, and then we started October, the average sale price dropped $36,000. Now that's the average. The average price per square foot dropped $13, which is huge.
Wow.
Average price for 0 to 10 year old home dropped 14. 10 to 30 years old dropped $14. Over 30 years dropped $13 a foot. And that is substantial, and that's the first time we've seen anything like this in quite a while.
My goodness.
Yeah, and so although the upper end, we're still seeing a lot of upper end houses sold, and I think 2 months ago in our office we had a sale of $2.3 million, and which is extremely high for this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, but, you know, there's two houses on our street that have been for sale. I mean, you know which ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The one is kind of a specialty house. I shouldn't say specialty house, but, you know, it's an old Victorian, two stories, a lot of property with it and all that. But the one right down from us, two doors down, that used to be the VRBO, that one's got I don't even know how much that one is, but it's...
That's the old Gilmore house. I'm aware of that house. And then the Victorian is pending.
Oh, it is?
Okay.
It's in escrow.
Okay. Well, they did tell me they had a couple that was flying in from out of state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And was that the one? Okay.
Yeah. The other one is pending.
Okay.
That
one is.
Couple things too. You know, just I jot down as I'm reading that we can always talk about or bring up. But an article the other day. This is the strongest buyer's market in a decade.
Mm.
So when you stop and think about that, a decade, and nationwide, there are 37% more sellers than buyers. Which is substantial.
Wow.
Yeah. And it varies from area to area. You know, Florida's going through a real downturn, and Texas is going through a downturn. So
really?
Yeah. Well, Austin right now is a little over 25% down from the peak.
Okay.
And that's enormous.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, college town, art town, music town.
Well,
everybody was moving there.
It's the blue bastion of Texas.
Yeah.
And so let's go to the phones. Ron, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, good morning. I do. If somebody wants to build their own home, like say an 1,800 or 2,000 square foot home in, say, in the county, Happy Valley, Jones Valley, Lakehead, or, you know, just Shasta County, what would the school permit fees be? Do you have any idea on that? And I will take my answer on the air. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks, Ron.
They're about $5.25 a foot. So if you're going to build a 2,000-square-foot home, figure $10,000 before you go to the city or the county to pay their fees. So that's substantial. And there's not an overcrowded school in Shasta County.
No.
This is a state dictated, and it goes up every single year.
And we literally had a parcel, just it was a double-wide city lot in Anderson that fell out of escrow yesterday because the buyers went to a general contractor. They purchased it. We've been in escrow to buy the lot. And they went and talked to a general contractor, and the cost to build a 2,000-square-foot house was so high, they decided, to heck with this, we're just going to go ahead and buy a house. We're not going to be able to build. I don't know. Again, I got this third hand, through their agent, but it was $600,000 for a 200,000 house or 2,000-square-foot house to build.
How much?
$600,000, including all the fees,
right?
Everything else that they had to purchase, everything they had to pay. They were up into that neighborhood range, and they just said, "To heck with that, we're going to
buy a house."
Well, I'm here to tell you that we have a couple who are building, and she just said, it's my husband's dream. She's a world traveler, and she said, he lets me go and to do all these travel experiences. And they're building, and they're doing a pool. And she said, it is at least $600 a square foot minimum. She said, it is beyond what we thought it was going to be.
$600 a square foot, is that for building? That seems awfully high, though.
That seems very high. But, again, depending with the pool and doing the landscaping and everything else.
And all the stuff that they've had to do. I don't even know if it's landscaping. It's just permits. It's just all of the things that is today to build.
Since you all have been on the show, believe it or not, I do pick up stuff.
Pick up like
information
not
from them
around the house.
That I can
not garbage. No, I had to bust you. I had to
walked into that one, pal.
Behind every great man.
All right,
I remember that. You can quote that one from Billy Bob Thornton. Behind every great man. Anyway, what I was going to say is, I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, the cost per square foot. If nothing else, I picked up besides with the MLSs and all this is the cost per square foot. So I'm looking at places in other states. I look at the cost per square foot, and you'll see some that you just look at and you go, you've got to be kidding me. It's so much. Then you look at others, $200, $205 a square foot. That's about the lowest I've seen. I think that's a Pueblo. But just that, kind of comparing the cost per square foot.
Certain areas of the United States, down south, you can still buy a 2,000-square-foot home on 5 acres for $250,000.
Yeah.
And,
with a pond.
Here, if you're doing not even necessarily a major remodel, it could run that very easily. My next door neighbor's been working for 6 months on his house, and it's not even close to being done. I don't know. They had problems with the city permit wise and whatever, but
I can't imagine that.
Yeah. And then you're dependent upon subs, the availability and whatever. And, we have a lack of labor up here
I think that's why you're starting to see, too, some of this reduction in the retail price. And so just for resale homes starting to come down a little bit in the area. Again, to see, I think the last time we were down in this range, in terms of an average price was the first quarter of 2023. So that's a pretty substantial drop. And we had another one this week that were the appraisal. We have got the house in escrow, willing buyers, willing sellers. We had a price, average priced place. Appraisal came in $30,000 less.
What do you do then? That's up to the
negotiate.
Buyer.
There, the buyer can continue if they have the money, or most buyers will say, I'll pay the purchase price or the appraisal, whichever is lower. And so in this instance, they split the difference, but that doesn't always happen. And generally, a buyer will back out.
Well, you know where we live. Is our home still, what am I looking for?
Marketable?
Well, it's not marketable, but is it still appreciating? Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's a unique house.
What's the appreciation each year on homes? Just kind of like an average. If you've had a home for, you know, 10, 15 years, it's been going up at least 1 or 2% a year, right?
Oh, a lot more than that most years. And now there's been this last, you know, month, it was some depreciation. But, no, overall, that goes back to, you know, if you can buy a home at 30 versus 40, you know, you pick up that equity, and most of that's in appreciation.
So if you go back to, say, the middle of 2021, so we're talking COVID, since then, our average sales price in this area, again, this is 01, 02, and 03, has been between the 390s and the 440s.
Okay.
Right? But if you go back a year prior to that, it was 326.
Wow.
So you there, at times we see, you know, rapid appreciation, and then it may slow down for a while. It may go up and down for a little while. It may go down shortly, which it has this quarter. But then again, then we see another rapid increase.
But rapid appreciation is not a good thing.
I don't think so.
No. Because it's got a...
And it's not always sustainable, obviously. Yeah. And it just... Yeah, it, you know, there are people that have, you know, that wanted a house and they overpaid for it. In the Bay Area, for instance, that market was so hot for so long that if you wanted inspections, your offer went to the bottom of the list. You know, and they get multiple offers. Yeah. And obviously, cash was king, but also with no contingencies. I mean, so, and then whoever had the highest bid, but, you know, I would never recommend anybody buy anything without having the ability to do inspections.
When I lived there in Hawaii, we went through that period where if there's a house, you were getting fives. My house, I had 8 full price offers and 1 for more. And as is,
you know,
and when you live in Hawaii, there's a lot of things that can be going wrong with a house.
Well, in Hawaii, I mean, most come with termites. I mean, you see houses tented over there all the time.
Oh, yeah, they're always tented.
Yeah.
But it was like that, and it was incredible. And then I thought about that when we were talking about San Francisco, where people are coming in, just like you said, giving above, you know, we'll pay more, take it as is. But things have changed. All right, we got to take a quick break. I'm here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, the dean of real estate is sitting here with me in our studio, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at GrangeCoop.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, our talk radio station. Linda and me, thank you so much for tuning in with us. And we gave away the tickets, and the guy we gave the tickets away to, he forwarded them on to a lady and her daughter. And when we've given away these tickets and so many others, we had a recommendation from Bruce saying, you know, you ought to take like the third caller. And because a lot of people have us on speed dial or they dialed it in except for the last numbers. When Linda mentions tickets, they start calling.
Well, Brian, you won the tickets, so come on in and get them. Blake, I believe next week is going to be giving two away a day.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
next week is the Thanksgiving week. A lot of people are traveling this weekend so they can be with their families over Thanksgiving week. It's a heavy travel time, so we encourage everybody to, you know, pull out your random act of kindness, shirt and put it in your brain.
We're here with, Bruce and Cameron Middleton, House of Realty. We're talking real estate prices, and the real estate averages have gone down here this last quarter. Which
they have, yeah. So I mean, to see a bit of a reduction in price, and again, some of this is seasonal. So we've seen some fewer homes on the market, but also fewer buyers. There just isn't quite as much activity right now. So we are seeing a little bit of a drop, but again, it's kind of, you know, until the pressures on new housing ease up, we are still going to be left with a limited amount of housing stock. We were talking earlier about the building cost to build, which Linda, what your friend was paying to build, what this buyer of the parcel we had. Mm-hmm. Really funny. I mean, night before last, I showed my son, my 8-year-old son, Swiss Family Robinson for the first time. So we were watching Swiss Family Robinson and watching these guys basically build this amazing, immaculate treehouse.
Right.
And I hadn't watched that movie in, I don't know, 30 plus years, and watching them build this big treehouse and everything else. And of course, it looks like they get it done in about a day. And my son goes, well, Dad, why don't we do that? That looks really easy. And of course, I'm just looking around going, okay, we've got code violations all over the place here. None of this would pass. You don't have the proper insulation. You don't have the proper this. So trying to explain to him that that's not exactly how it works anymore.
Which is sad.
It is sad. In fact, I know.
Can you even put up a treehouse anymore?
You can, but there are rules and regs in the city about where you can and can't put one up. Okay. I know somebody that, or heard of a neighbor of somebody's over, I think it was in Sunset Terrace, who built one in the front yard.
Mm.
And then the city came along and said, nope, you cannot have that in the front yard. And they had to, I believe, tear it down. So you have to have it in the right spot. You can't do them in the backyard. I've had somebody build a great one, over on Alden, a few years back. Neat place as well. But so they can be done, but you have to do them in the backyard.
Can you build bunkers?
Yes. In fact, the rules on bunkers are a lot easier than the rules on the treehouses.
Yeah. I mean, you could call it an ADU. What is it, ADU?
ADU. Yeah. Well, I want
it, but it's a bunker, and it has a spot where you can shoot in all the directions.
Well, and keep in mind, I have, like I said, I have an 8-year-old, so you know, a house with a basement is something I really regret not purchasing at certain times.
You could have locked him up down there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what are things that that you want people to know that are they're thinking about it. You know, they're thinking, okay, it's 6% is the interest rate, but it's that time. Are people still downsizing? You're seeing that?
Well, yeah. I mean, older people look to downsize. Yeah. I know younger couples that need a bigger house, but they have a 2.5% mortgage, and they don't want to get 6.5. And we've talked about this. I remember when people would kill for 6.5.
Mm-hmm. You and mortgage. I remember. Yeah. You and so, I remember 18 and 19%.
Yeah. And but anyway, I think the bottom line is right now the market's a little softer. It's more of a buyer's market. It's a good time to buy. You can always refi. If you wait till loans get below 5 or whatever, homes are going to be that much more expensive. Mm-hmm. So you can always refi. And,
do you find that family, let's say if people are visiting over Thanksgiving, are you guys going to get calls?
Yeah, generally
all weekend long about people because people are visiting and they're like, ooh, I want to see that house down there. Maybe I can encourage my family members to move closer.
Yeah, you get a lot more sign calls, I think.
Yes,
you know, and it's, you know, compared to a lot of places in California, we're still dirt cheap. And, you know, when you're talking about $600 a foot or whatever, what are you building? You know, people say, what's it cost to build a house? Well, are we using 2x4s or 2x6? Are we putting in granite? Are we putting in formica? What are we doing?
Well, yeah, so, it all comes, you know, in the interior.
The problem is they say we need more affordable housing, but then yet the state says, all right, now every house has to have solar. And or we need indoor sprinklers. Or we need that just adds to
low
the cost.
Flush toilets. And I mean, when you add it all
devices.
Up,
and so it makes it hard to build affordable housing, and it takes X amount of subs if you're in a busy market, and if you don't have the subs, time becomes a factor.
If you're going to tell a 20-year-old that wants to work in the trades, which trade would you tell them to work in? I mean, plumbing,
drywall,
electrical.
You know, the one thing that I think I see the biggest shortage is tile.
Oh,
doing tile for bathrooms and entryways and various things. And so there, over the years, I think tile has been the one thing where there's been a shortage.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with the Great Recession, 2008 on and whatever, a lot of the tradespeople left the area because they couldn't make a living.
Yeah.
And we're not back to those numbers yet.
Yeah.
But plumbing's another one.
Yeah.
I think that can be great. I mean, hey, if my son were to go out and at 20 years old, and I mean, I want him to go to college and to get an education, but if he wants to become a plumber, I have no problem with that whatsoever. Well, I'll be retiring sooner if he is.
Our grandson went through a year at, New Mexico State. He promised his parents, but he's an outdoor. He's a hands-on guy, and is now going through their HVAC school on the campus there. It's a 2-year course, and he is really happy. And he's going to walk into a job that's going to make it's going to give him a living wage right away. And he's happy about it, but because you need people.
The other one too, if you could do it, I mean, honestly, is welding. I tried to learn when I was in Alaska. I unfortunately just couldn't do it. But the instructor, the lead welder, finally said, "Kid, I'm glad you're passionate. You want to try and learn this, but you're a lost cause," which is also what golf pros tell me. But it was that's another one where there's such a shortage.
Well, with AI, and I listened to your show yesterday discussing AI and
scary.
The trades are going to be actually a good career. Personally, if I had to do it all over again, I'd have gone to work for the city of Reading and I'd have been retired for 25 years.
And making more money than you ever had.
90% of my highest salary.
Okay, quickly, AI and the real estate game.
That's anybody's guess. You know, AI can't take you out and show you a house or do whatever, but they can certainly tell you the numbers and that type of thing. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
When you see the very, very long, overworded descriptions of homes, that's AI.
Yeah.
So we used to do it in a paragraph, and now you literally the property description is the size of War and Peace.
Yeah.
And you see this huge long thing. Oh, yeah. All AI.
Yes.
Well, it was really an interesting show yesterday. I'm going to bring Dr. Dan Sloan back several times because we just barely touched on the impact of AI in our society. We use it right here when we're writing radio commercials sometimes. And,
it's kind of an unknown factor. There's a big fear out there that AI will overtake us.
Yes.
Well, he gave a list of like five or six jobs. They're just going to disappear.
Yeah.
Because of
paralegals and different things. Things like that. Think about it.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you so much for being with us today. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'm sure it's going to be a Middleton Thanksgiving here.
Thanks again for having us at the ball.
Yeah. It was our pleasure. Everybody have a wonderful weekend and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.